Imagine this. You are standing on a busy train. One hand is holding a bag. The other is holding a rail. Your phone vibrates. A friend asks, "Are you close?" You want to answer fast, but taking out your phone feels awkward. What if you could send a short reply without opening your bag or tapping a screen? That is the idea in today's story. We are talking about Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses and a new feature called virtual writing. It sounds futuristic, but the real question is simple. Can this become useful in daily life, or is it still just a cool demo? As you listen, think about this. Would you trust tiny hand movements more than your phone keyboard? Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Meta is the tech company behind Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Ray-Ban is the famous glasses brand. Together, they make smart glasses that look quite normal, but include digital tools inside. The product in this story is called Meta Ray-Ban Display. One important feature is a tiny screen placed in the lens area, so the wearer can read short information without looking down at a phone. That already sounds like something from the future, but the bigger news this week is about writing. Meta is expanding virtual writing to more users. This feature lets a person write messages with very small finger and hand movements. There is no phone keyboard in front of you. There is no need to tap a screen. The movement happens in the air, and the system turns it into text. To understand how this works, we need one more device. It's called a neural wristband. In this case, neural does not mean it reads private thoughts. It reads tiny signals from your muscles. When you try to move your fingers, even very slightly, your muscles send signals through your hand and wrist. The wristband detects those signals and sends the information to the glasses. Then, the glasses interpret the movement as writing or control. This matters because the action can be very small. You do not need big gestures. You do not need to wave your arms in public. The system is designed to notice subtle finger actions. So in theory, a person could answer a short message while standing in line for coffee, walking through an airport, or carrying groceries home. That is where the idea starts to feel less like science fiction and more like a daily tool. When Meta first showed these glasses, virtual writing was one of the most exciting parts. But people could not use it right away. Like many tech features, it appeared first as a promise. Then, at the end of January, Meta released it in early access. That means only some users could try it first. The first rollout was limited to WhatsApp and Messenger, two messaging apps owned by Meta. Companies often do this to test performance, fix problems, and learn from real users before a wider release. Now the company is widening that release. Meta says virtual writing now works with several services, including WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram. Instagram is mainly known for photos and videos, but many people also use its direct messages every day. Meta also says the feature works with native Android and iOS messaging. In simple terms, that means the standard text message apps that come with most Android phones and Apple iPhones. This is an important step because it moves the feature beyond a small group of Meta-only chat spaces. Why does that matter? Because tools feel more useful when they work where people already live their digital lives. If a feature only works in one special app, many users forget about it. But if it works in regular messaging, it has a better chance of becoming part of a real habit. A student could send a quick message to a classmate. A parent could reply while pushing a stroller. A worker could answer, "Running 5 minutes late," while walking from the station to the office. Still, this does not mean phones are about to disappear. Most people already type quickly on a phone. They trust that system. They know how to correct mistakes. Smart glasses ask people to learn a new habit, and that is never easy. Some users may worry about comfort. Others may not want to wear glasses all day. And some people will ask a bigger question. Even if the system works, will it feel natural enough to use every day? That question is important because many wearable devices look impressive in a product video, but change very little in ordinary life. A smartwatch became common because checking time, steps, or short alerts is easy and quick. Smart glasses are trying to find their own version of that everyday value. So here's a second question for you. Will people use virtual writing only in special moments, or could it become as normal as sending a text on a watch? There is also the question of privacy and social comfort. Some people may prefer tiny finger movements over speaking to a voice assistant in public. If you are on a quiet bus or in a crowded elevator, talking to a device can feel strange. A silent method may feel more private. On the other hand, smart glasses already make some people nervous because they include cameras and sensors. So Meta is not only selling a feature here, it is also asking users and the public to accept a different kind of device in shared spaces. Even with those doubts, this update shows a clear direction in personal technology. Companies want devices to feel smaller, lighter, and more natural. They want technology that stays close to the body and needs less full attention. A phone takes your eyes and hands for a moment. Glasses and wrist sensors try to reduce that. The goal is convenience, but also speed. If you can read a message and send a short reply in a few seconds, that changes how digital communication fits into a busy day. Meta is also adding other updates to the glasses, which is normal for tech products. The first version is rarely the final version. Software updates and user feedback often shape what a device becomes over time. So this story is not only about one new way to text. It is about a product moving from an interesting idea towards something more practical. Whether people fully accept it or not, Meta is testing a future where messaging may happen with less screen time and more subtle movement. What is the main new feature Meta is expanding to more users? It is virtual writing, a system that turns small finger and hand movements into text messages. How does the neural wristband help the glasses work? It reads tiny muscle signals from the hand and wrist, then sends that information to the glasses. Why is support for standard Android and iPhone messaging important? It matters because the feature can fit into everyday communication, not only a small set of special apps. What can we infer from the story about why some people may prefer virtual writing to voice control? They may want a quieter and more private way to reply in public places. Useful phrase review. What does moving from a cool idea toward a useful tool mean here? And do you think this kind of device would help you? It means the product is becoming practical for real daily situations, not only impressive in demonstrations. Your own answer may differ. So today's story was really about a simple human need, answering quickly when life is busy. Meta's smart glasses may not replace phones soon, but they show how companies are trying to make technology fit more smoothly into small everyday moments. Maybe virtual writing will stay a niche feature. Maybe it will become normal for short replies. Either way, it is a useful story to watch because it connects new technology with real daily habits. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.